Hello and welcome to the Midweek St Mirren Show. I'm your host, James Hunter. Today we look back on the win over Morton in the Renfrewshire Derby and hear what manager Alex Ray and a returning Jason Naismith had to say after the game. We speak to Div McDonald of the Black and White Army and get his thoughts on Saturday's win, and we also hear about the St Mirren Fans Council Supporters Club that officially opened its doors on Saturday. But first, here's how St Mirren maintained their 17-year unbeaten record against Morton on Saturday.
As Morton are back in possession, but no sooner is Marlon clipping the ball forward, and now Shanklin's got Gaspar Otto to beat in front of him. Shanklin shoots, and what a goal! Lauren Shanklin, pick it out! St Mirren 1, Morton 0! And Marlon just clears it up the park, looking for Barr, and just... But Barr looked like he struggled to keep that in there, but the referee's playing on McManus now. McManus running towards, he's got Denny Johnson, all three in the left hand side, and just on the ball, comes onto his right, Johnson scores! Morton equalise, and the fans are elated. And as Cooper now plays the ball, and it's into the box for Morton, they can't see it, it's failed to Gallagher! It's St Mirren 2, Morton 1, they're back ahead, the buddies are ahead, it's Callum Gallagher's 6th goal of the season, and he just stroked it past Eric Gaston, 2-1 to the buddies. It's Alex Cooper now to Shanklin, it's Cooper now, and Marlon's all alone in the middle if Cooper can find him, and he's still in the, he's at the byline, Stevie Marlon, he scores! Stevie Marlon, that's 3 for St Mirren. 10th of April 1999. The streak continues for St Mirren. Morton, no wins against St Mirren competitively in 17 years. Stevie Marlon, 14 goals this season for the number 14. And that's full time. It's St Mirren 3, Morton 1. Goals from Lauren Shanklin, Callum Gallagher and Stephen Marlon shield the 3 points. They're only a point behind Morton now, and the chase is well and truly on. St Mirren won't let Morton finish above them, hopefully, since the first time since 1998. And as things stand, the game's finished here. It's 2-2 at Alloa, and that means, as things stand, St Mirren are into 6th position, 2 points clear of Queen of the South in 7th, and a point behind Morton in 5th.
A fine win for the Saints as they move up to 6th in the league following Queen of the South's 2-2 draw against Alloa. Goals from Lauren Shanklin, Callum Gallagher and Stephen Marlon keep the Saints in the hunt for that 5th place spot, with Shanklin's opener a particular highlight, a goal which could have been a goal of the season contender. Remember, you can still vote on the St Mirren TV goal of the season by going to our Twitter page and following the links from there. You can find us on Twitter at St Mirren Radio and at St Mirren TV. We spoke to manager Alex Ray on St Mirren Radio in the immediate aftermath of that win to get his thoughts.
I'm joined on the touchline now by manager Alex Ray. Alex, sum up your feelings after that. Can't be anything much better than a derby win.
No, it was more relief than anything else. It was a bit too open for my liking, and but I asked the boys at half time. I didn't think we really competed the way I would expect them to in a derby at half time. But you have to say, in the second half, they were really dogged. They thought they responded again well to losing a goal, which was a cheap goal really for us, having the ball deep in their half. So, but you know, it's really important. You can actually see what it means to the fans afterwards as well. It's but listen, we're trying our best here to kind of try and make this a difficult place to come. You know, Jim Duffy's done a terrific job there at Morton, and we're obviously trying to kind of catch them. But it's great to be involved with, you know, the passion that was here today. It was really good. I'm really pleased for the boys. It was hard fought.
How did the players feel after a win like this?
Oh, well, listen, having played in a derby, it means the world to you, you know, and they're all in there kind of obviously jubilant, and rightly so, you know, because I've been there already a few derby defeats over the years, and it's not a great place to be. But you know, you have to take into consideration as well where, you know, we've got a couple of games to go now for the end of the season. It's difficult mentally, can I keep switched on? So it was important that we did do, and it's left the fans with leaving the stadium happy today.
You said there that you want to make this a difficult place for teams to come. How pleased have you been since that first kind of Livingston game with the record you have here?
No, well, I think it's important. I think, listen, if you're going to get any success at all, you really need to do well at home, and it really is down to the players. The one thing, David Farrell said to me after, I said to him just before the final whistle, said to David Farrell, says, listen, I've had a right go there, and he says, the one thing you can't question is their character. You know, they've dug in every game and fought to the death, and no, I'm absolutely delighted for them.
And with Queen of the South drawn 2-2 with Alloa today, that moves you up into sixth. That must be pleasing. You mentioned beforehand wanting to finish the team one above you.
Well, listen, we're always trying to catch the team above. That was the objective, and it had to be that way. I didn't want to be disrespectful and come out with mad predictions. We're going to make playoffs, and we were, until last week, we always secured our safety in this division. So we need to. We've got a lot of work today in the next couple of weeks to try and secure players and re-sign players, and yeah, there's a lot of building, big building job to do here.
And just finally, it's Dumbarton next week. What are you expecting there?
Like, same again. I think I like to see Dumbarton through the week against Queen of the South, and they won 4-2, I think it was. And they're a handful. They play a certain way. They're well organised. And I don't suspect it'll be any different to any other game in this division. Extremely hard.
Sorry, just one last final point. Jason Naismith made his comeback today. How were you pleased with his performance?
You look Lumbo. One more question before you go. But no, listen, he's... I'm delighted for him. His calf started to seize up with 20 minutes to go, but it showed his character. He's still trying to overlap in the last 5 minutes, and I was going to lose my voice trying to shout him, say, just sit in and defend. And he obviously was up against a tricky customer when we Paul come on for Morton, and you know, he coped very well. So no, I'm delighted. It's great to see him back, because it's been a hard shift, and I've been injured myself, where, you know, you look at 6-7 months on the sidelines, it's a difficult shift, and he deserves it, and I hope he enjoys his night tonight.
Alex, thank you.
We were also joined by Jason Naismith, who was making his first team return after being ruled out for almost 8 months with an injury.
So I'm joined now by Jason Naismith. Jason, talk us through that. You must be delighted to be back after so long out.
No, it was a weird couple of days. You know, the gaffer let me know on Friday that I had a 50-50 chance of playing, so you know, he was still mulling over the decision, but obviously you just have to prepare to play a game. It was like a kind of second debut kind of thing. You know, I've been out that long. Probably that's my first team game in 8 months, so I'm just delighted, you know, and to get the results even sweeter.
When did you find out today that you were going to be playing?
Just before kickoff. Gaffer named the team about I think it's quarter to two. So I just knew from then, and obviously you prepare then to play, but obviously being in the match day squad, you need to prepare anyway in case anybody gets a niggle or whatever, and you get hauled into the starting 11, so I was always ready.
I mean, you played 90 minutes on Tuesday for the under-20s. This is obviously a different level, so it can never be easy. But does a game like a derby, kind of the adrenaline, kind of carry you through a bit?
It did up to 20 minutes to go. You know, I felt my calf start to go. Obviously, I wasn't even meant to play 90 on Tuesday, and it ended up, you know, conspiring that I played 90 then. And then, obviously, my legs were a bit weary coming into this game. But I was never going to say no to the opportunity to play, you know, and obviously, you know, the adrenaline got me through it as well, but it was a tough shift out there. But I'm just glad to get in 80 minutes again under my belt and get a bit of confidence.
How was it to win that game today? How much did Derby wins mean?
Oh, it's brilliant, you know, especially for me. You know, I've not had that feeling in 8 months at any level. To come back into a Derby game and win 3-1 in front of the Morton fans, whatever, celebrating, that was a feeling that stayed with me for a while.
You're almost a wee bit frustrated now that you've made your 90 minute comeback and you've only got two games of the season left. You must be raring to go.
Aye, obviously, but you know, the injury happened, it was a case of, you know, I think we were edging towards trying to get back to the Rangers game, and then I've had another injury on top of that, so you know, to get back the time I have and to get 90 minutes a day was really overachieving, really, so I know I'm delighted.
So you must be looking forward to pre-season and then going into the new season fresh?
I, you know, work throughout May and June. You know, I'm going to Thailand for 2 weeks or whatever, so I'll enjoy that and just come back, hopefully flying, get into the gaffer's plans for next season.
Jason, thanks very much.
Cheers.
You're listening to the St Mirren Show, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
That was the thoughts of manager Alex Ray and the returning Jason Naismith after the 3-1 win over Morton on Saturday in the Renfrewshire Derby. We also caught up with Div McDonald on the phone this afternoon from the Black and White Army to get his thoughts. Div, welcome to the show. Thanks again for joining us. A 3-1 win on Saturday over Morton to continue that 17-year run. How did you enjoy the game?
I had an absolutely brilliant day on Saturday. I really enjoyed myself before, during and after the game. I just thought the whole day was excellent. Thought we played well. We scored some cracking goals. It was a wee bit jittery, obviously, a couple of points in the second half. But Morton are no mugs. And I just thought it was great. It was great to see everybody leaving with a smile on their face and a bit of atmosphere in the stadium as well. All good.
How important do you think it was to win that game on Saturday, especially with Queen of the South dropping points against Alloa?
No, really important. I think it's important to keep that run going over Morton. Everybody's quite proud of it, and justifiably so. And you never ever want to lose a derby game. So, it was great. And the league table, you know, we're now in with a chance of catching Morton, finishing fifth, which when Alec Ray took over, I think anybody would have snatched a hand off for that. So, the higher up the league you finish, the better. It's worth a few quid here and there as well. Not life-changing money, but it's still better. You know, finishing fifth would be some sort of an achievement at the end of a very disappointing season.
Stevie Mallon was on the score sheet again. That's his he scored his 14th of the season. How important has he been to this team, do you think?
I don't think you could put a price on the goals he scored, because most of them have been really, really important. You know, look at the ones away at Livingston in particular, and the difference they've made to our season. And, you know, he was pivotal in those games, as was Lawrence Shankland. And between the two of them, 24 goals I think they've scored between them. You can't put a price on that, because we undoubtedly were struggling for goals earlier in the season. And the last few games we've actually started hitting the net quite frequently. And he's a diamond. I don't think any of us really probably appreciate how good he is, because he did go through a wee sticky spell. But he's a young player. He's got that free kick about him. That's worth its weight in gold. But then you even see the composure on Saturday. Took that extra touch just to tee himself up and slam it into the net. It was a great feeling. And I also backed him to score any time on Saturday. So I was doubly happy.
So you mentioned Lauren Shankland there as well. Obviously his loan comes up at the end of the season. Is he somebody maybe you'd like to see get another year under his belt at St Mirren?
Oh, I'd absolutely love that. I think he's grown into the team, into the club. He obviously hasn't scored many tap-ins. He is he's a bit of a star performer. When he's on form, he's scoring goals from anywhere. I can't really see Aberdeen giving us him for another year. I think if there are other teams looking for a striker as well, he'd always be interested in a player like that who's not getting a game. But maybe we wouldn't get a game for Aberdeen, and maybe another year in the Championship would be doing good. But I think he really has come into his own, I think, with a proper pre-season under Alex Ray and playing every week. You just go from strength to strength. He's been excellent, really excellent the last few weeks.
And speaking on strikers as well, obviously the news last week or so, Stephen Thompson's going to retire. Can you kind of sum up his contribution and your perspective as a fan of what he's brought to the club?
Well, I'm absolutely gutted. You have me greeting here. I mean, Tom was just been inspirational since he came in. I think it was brilliant for the club to get a player of that stature to join us at that time, and it kicked us on, culminating in the cup win, which obviously he played an enormous part in. But I just think the way he talks about the club, the way he's handled himself, it's been terrific in his time at St Mirren, and I'll be gutted to see him go. I think I'm glad that he's hanging up his boots in a way, and that he's not going to another club. I mean, but I'll be sorry to see him go, but I think it probably is the right decision, because obviously he's not featured much this season, and he's obviously looking to carve out a career in the media, and I'm sure he'll be very, very good at that, housewife's favourite and all that. So I just think, I couldn't thank him enough. I think he's been tremendous for St Mirren, and he will be sorely missed.
He's one of the players that will be leaving at the summer, potentially a summer of change with players out of contract and whatnot. How big a job do you think Alex Ray is going to have in the summer?
I think he'll have quite a big job. I think there is a lot of players who will be going, either retiring, end of contract, whatever. But at the same time, there is a nucleus of decent players there, and I think kind of fans view that there'll be massive change and, you know, 15 players out and 15 coming in. So I don't think that'll happen. I think he's stolid. He will give young players a chance. And I think that's kind of maybe a few kind of real quality Premiership experienced players with a mixture of those youth would be probably the way that he'll go. We still have, as I say, plenty of good players there, but it is, you can certainly see 7 or 8 going anyway, that's for sure.
And somebody who'll feel like a new signing next season is probably going to be Jason Naismith, who's been out for pretty much all of this season. He made his return on Saturday. How good was it to see him back in the first team action?
It was brilliant. What a lift, I think, it gave everybody. I mean, Keith Watson obviously has just won the Black and White Army Player of the Year, so it was a bit of a blow that he was going to miss out. But Camel Kennedy gave me a heads up. He says there'll be some surprising team news on Saturday when I was down at the new supporters club. But he wouldn't tell me what was happening, and I was racking my brains to think, you know, is Tom going to play? Is Goodwin going to play? And to see Jason's name, it really caught me by surprise, and I thought he did terrific, especially, you know, that just epitomised the boy. Who he was absolutely out on his feet, and then in the last minute, just before Marlon scored, he had that goal-saving challenge in the box, and it was just brilliant to see him back. I mean, he wasn't motoring up and down the flank like he normally does, but I'm sure, obviously, that will come end of a good pre-season, and I really, really hope that he's certainly one that we keep for next season.
And then just finally, you mentioned the Fans Council Supporters Bar, which officially opened its doors on Saturday. You were there. How was that whole experience?
It was excellent. It was really, really... I think everybody that walked into the place was like, oh, wow, this is a lot better than I thought it was going to be. It just looked great, especially given what they had been through with the flood and all that. A real great addition to the stadium. I mean, I know there's a bit of kind of dissent amongst the fans, a wee bit about the entry and the membership thing, but hopefully in time they will allow people to pay in at the door, because it'd be a shame to have a facility as great as that lying half empty, you know, some weeks. It'd be great to have everybody and be able to enjoy it, but hats off to the guys for what they've done with the place. It's first class, really good atmosphere. It was great to chat in there, and obviously after the game the place was absolutely bouncing and the players coming and everything. It was really good, and that kind of capped off what was just a tremendous day, and we've not obviously had many of them this season, so it was really good to get one on Saturday.
You're listening to the St Mirren Show, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
As mentioned there, the St Mirren Fans Council Supporters Club officially opened its doors on Saturday ahead of the game against Morton. St Mirren radio reporter Lewis McKenzie spoke to Colin Haggerty, the current chairman of the St Mirren Fans Council, and St Mirren chief executive Tony Fitzpatrick. But first, here's the thoughts of Alan Wardrop, who has been integral to making the club become a reality.
So what was the process of getting this established?
Well, I think the demise of the supporters club in Knox Street has been a big factor, but also I used to go to the games at Love Street and there was a guest house called Adelphi, and it was a warm, friendly place, and it was really good for St Mirren supporters to go before and after the game. And I thought that feel-good factor of us all being together was one of the reasons I wanted to do it. So we started with the fan zone in December 14 against Motherwell to see if there was demand for it. And there was, with 200 plus people in a marquee. We had the kids' games set up, we had alcohol behind the bar, we watched a match early on, and everybody enjoyed the experience. So I used that as a template to then move on and build the supporters club.
And it really plays into the sort of community feel that St Mirren has as a club.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look about, we've got 200 members, of which 10% of them are children. So there's a family environment here, and, you know, a few people have been saying it's the bar. It's not the bar, it's a supporters club, and it's got that feel to it. I think with the background noise, you can hear the vibe. It's a nice place to be.
So really the idea is, you know, you come here before and after the game, and you get to, you know, see your friends, family, and chat about the game and discuss the main talking point.
Absolutely. I think Paisley's a town. It's the biggest village in Scotland, and we all know each other, and it's great to be among your own folk. And being a St Mirren supporter, when you're battling with Rangers and Celtic in the background, we can put that noise behind us. We can come here and be the St Mirren supporters we all want to be.
So what was the kind of idea behind setting this up?
Well, it really goes back to when the Fans Council in 2014 discussed having a fan zone for the Motherwell game, and we did it just before Christmas. Again, Alan was the chairman of the Fans Council at the time. I was a member of the Fans Council. I ended up working the bar that day. And what we did was we saw that the potential was there for supporters to extend the time that they spent at the ground. Alan, even although he's now a member of the Fans Council, we agreed that he would project manage this because it was his idea, his vision. And basically, doggedly, from late 2014 right to now, he's practically made this a full-time passion of his. And if it wasn't for Alan, and also all the other members of the Fans Council contributing to cleaning it, designing it, putting, building it, it wouldn't be here today. But I think it's really important that Alan Wardrobe takes the credit that he deserves, because at the end of the day, we've all got names on that wall, but his name's the most important, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here.
And it's very much like the character of St Mirren that everyone kind of pulls together, and it's very much a kind of community feel in here.
Oh, without doubt. I mean, we're a community club. The fans, being a St Mirren supporter, is just something special. We feel part of the town, we feel part of the community. But it is like the character of the club. There were so many reasons why that this area used to be called the Void area. It was basically decided that it was a dormant part of the stadium, and it took a lot of convincing of many people to decide that this was a going concern. We've also had troubles with trying to get planning permission, architects, having to get a licence. We had it flooded. And in true St Mirren style, we just basically said, this is going to open no matter what. And the fact that it just happens to be open in our derby day is something special.
And it must be really brilliant to finally see it all set up and everyone in here, you know, it's packed, everyone's enjoying themselves after all that hard work.
Oh, it's a bit of a tearjerker, to be honest. It's quite emotional, because everybody actually talked about this idea, about the possibility of it, and the fact that it's now become a reality. It's just something special. I've just seen someone walking in with a black and white face, a jester's hat and a St Mirren flag. That is exactly what this place is about.
So you've just opened the brand new fan zone now. How does that feel?
You know, honestly, that's through my years at St Mirren, and I've been fortunate to be part of this great club for an early age. That was one of the most emotional days and best days of my life as a St Mirren, being involved with St Mirren. And I meant it when I opened with that. I couldn't believe she just walking behind a piper there, and the team are going to get that privilege today. And I mean this honestly from the bottom of my heart, I'm so humbled and honoured and that was part of what I said there. I had a look about the pictures on the wall, famous players, far better players than I've ever been played for this club, and I was chosen to open this. It's just unbelievable.
And the sort of feel-good factor that you can, you know, sense in this room, It really seems to play into the community feel of the club.
Do you know, it's part of the dream, as we said, as when coming back to the club, and when I came for the first few games, and the place, I felt personally it was dead for 12 o'clock right up to kick-off. There was nothing really, you couldn't see any atmosphere, nothing. Today, what a difference in it. And I meant that, what I said about the old Love Street. We had a supporters club there, and Alec Ferguson used to get us to go in bingo nights, go into the community and within that club, everything. And today is a special day. I'm looking about here, look how busy it is here. No, we're bringing people to the stadium earlier. Kids, look at that in there to my left. To have kids at the stadium is a dream come true. This is part of the vision.
And it must be great as well for yourself and people like Stuart as well to be in amongst the fans as well, and, you know, to be able to chat to them and talk to them before and after the games too.
Well, this is the big thing, as I say. I think the directors as well, like say Stuart and Brian McCord and Josh Campbell, I could go through them all. This is another step what they've brought to the club, helped bring to the club as well. And very important, as you say, maybe players who are not going to be playing today, who are injured, their families can start to come in as well and mix with the supporters, because we're all, the days of, this is the great thing about St Mirren Football Club. No, anybody that comes to this club, the players are part of the supporters, and the supporters are part of the players. There's nobody above anybody, whether it be directors or anybody. We're all a big family, and I really feel that in my heart. And as I say, it's just, sorry, I feel a wee bit emotional even speaking to you about it all. It's been fantastic.
And you'd said at one point that it looked unlikely that it would be opened until at least next season. So it must be great to look around and see that all that hard work paying off today.
I feel I'm a very positive person, and when I walked in that day and I seen James and them all brushing the water and stuff like that. I had meetings on that day, no an excuse, I never done anything, but everybody for Campbell, everybody got involved to clean the place. But even afterwards when I came up, I thought, no chance, it'll be next season. But I mentioned that, that's the great spirit of this club and the great determination, not just for the players, but for the supporters. And here we're standing in a fantastic, fantastic supporters club.
You're listening to the St Mirren Show, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
Well, that's all we have for today's midweek St Mirren Show. Thanks for joining us again on St Mirren Radio. Remember, you can download the show and subscribe for free on iTunes. Just use the podcast app, and you can follow us on Twitter at St Mirren Radio. We'll be back on Saturday with all the action and reaction as St Mirren take on Dumbarton. But until then, come on, you Saints.